Welcome to the Talking Heart. Always connected though miles apart. Like the lotus flower grows from the mud, transforming pain into power, we rise above. Being a human being, doing the human thing, is very vulnerable. It's raw. It's real. We have feelings. We're alive. We're breathing. We have blood pumping through our skin. We have pain. We feel pain. And sometimes what happens is you might get triggered by a certain situation, and your response, for example, like me yesterday, was over the top. I could barely even handle my emotional response. It was fear. It was anguish. It was anger. Lots of anger. It was rage. It was sadness. It was grief. It was betrayal. It was rejection, abandonment, all at once. And I was crying hysterically and shaking. And all of this because I felt that my daughter was abandoning me. And that feeling of abandonment, if you've had it and experienced it in childhood, it literally means that if your parents abandon you, you may not survive. And you know that because you're little and you don't have the tools or the skills or the intelligence to know how to survive on your own. So that feeling is super strong. And so maybe you have it from childhood, and then maybe someone else abandoned you, and then another person, and it's just repressed throughout the years until that core wound is really triggered. And that's what happened to me yesterday. And I've been reflecting on it. I feel like pain heals pain. I really truly believe that pain does heal pain. The pain that we feel we can use to heal. That actual pain, by actually feeling it, remaining conscious within it, as hard as it is, especially if you have rage or anger coming up and you just don't know what to do and you just want to run away and hide and blow up your entire life and self-destruct, and then the feelings that are following that are feelings of shame and rejection and what is the point of being here and people would be better off without me, I always make messes. We all think these things. We all feel these things. And it's rough. It's rough to navigate big emotions like that. But I have to tell you, I went through that yesterday and it was absolutely excruciatingly painful. I didn't know what to do. I just got up, I got in the shower, started crying and shaking, and I didn't know, I literally did not know what to do. And I sat through that agony. I made it through that agony and that discomfort. And today I have to say, even though I only slept like 4 hours last night because I was crying so much and I was fretting and thinking and worrying and feeling and all the things, today I feel better because that was a really, really old wound that I had repressed in my subconscious and in my body since many years ago with other abandonment issues on top of it. And sometimes we have to get to almost like that breaking point of explosion until we say, I give up control. I give it to God. There's nothing more I can do. I've tried everything. And I'm not getting anywhere and it's not working. You just have to give it to God. You're either going to totally self-destruct and hurt yourself and do stupid things and ruin relationships and your family and your life, or you give it to God. I mean, it really comes down to those two choices in moments like that. And I'm going on 5 years of being sober, so I don't have something to run to. I'm not running to the bottle. I'm not running to self-medicate. I'm having to actually deal with this in real time, in the moment. And it's really hard and it hurts really bad. But today, thank God, I feel better. And I just wanted to share that with you. If you're hurting, if you're in agony, and if you're thinking that you'll never feel better and you don't know what to do, just hold on. Hold on. You'll make it through it.